Hello and welcome to the Sports Vibe podcast, brought to you by Vibe 107.6 with me, Noah Abrahams, joined by Ryan Thrussell and Lee Partridge. Well, the Premier League relegation battle continues, but maybe not for Watford. 3 points against Norwich City, crucial as Danny Welbeck scores his first goal in the top flight for almost 2 years. An overhead kick rocketed the Hornets, 4 points clear of the drop zone, and star striker Craig Dawson was back on the score sheet as per the new normal. Embarrassing losses to Burnley, Southampton and Chelsea behind the Golden Boys. It's high-flying Newcastle next at Vicarage Road on Saturday. But can Nigel Pearson's side do it again? Their fate in their own hands, it's a vital step closer to survival. Have Watford finally woken up from their sleepwalk to the drop zone? Will they retain their Premier League status? Myself, Ryan and Lee will look forward to the Magpies' tie on the weekend and back at two contrasting results from the past 7 days. All on the latest episode of the Sports Vibe podcast. Plus, we discuss the National League playoffs as Bournemouth and Barnet continue to battle for a place in the Football League. All of that and more coming up. Okay, so hello, we're back with the Sports Vibe podcast after Watford won a game in the Premier League. Positive energy, I'm feeling good. Ryan, Lee, thanks for joining me. How are you both?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, Noah. Yeah, amongst all the madness that we've had over the last few months that no one ever saw coming. But yeah, I'm doing okay, thanks.
And Ryan, how are you?
Yes, very good, thank you. Very positive. Watford managed to get 3 points in what is a very difficult season for them. So, yeah, positive energy, I agree, is probably the right way forward.
And Ryan, you've got this incredible experience. You were able to watch the Watford versus Norwich game at Vicarage Road behind closed doors. You were one of the very few Watford fans able to gain entry to the ground and watch from within.
I do some extra work for a third company party for the Premier League, so I managed to get a bit of work at the game, which is very exciting. Obviously, going to a football match behind closed doors, very different experience to what I'm used to in terms of working there, so it's very strict in terms of following procedure. I must admit, it all flowed very well. They've set it up really well. Before, you know, there's this big debate on whether it could happen, but actually everyone was socially distancing brilliantly. You're spread apart, and there were people checking just to make sure. I had my temperature checked twice
really
going into the ground, and then once you're in your seat, that's where you have to stay unless you want to use the toilet. So
any press food?
No, unfortunately not. I know that's a big part of it. So no food, but that's all probably for the right reasons, I think. And yeah, I managed to see a football match behind closed doors, a Premier League football match, which was very different to usual without the crowd there.
It must have been an eerie experience. So you got into the ground, you were checked, you're in your seat, then what happens?
So you have to wait an hour and a half for the game to kick off, as sort of everyone else did as well. Then obviously the players come out and warm up, which is all as usual. But then it's actually, you start noticing the differences when the teams come out, because Norwich came out first on their own. It's almost as if Watford forgot to turn up. And then Watford came out on their own to Z cars, which usually obviously both teams come out and then you hear the crowd. And the thing is, the music plays, and the strangest part of the match was when all the music turned off. And I thought to myself, is there like a minute silence or something going on? But then I remember there was no crowd at the game because it all felt quite normal up to that point. And then obviously, I mean, seeing all the players take the knee is quite something as well, because actually seeing it there in person rather than on TV obviously brought home how important that is to some of the players. And then the match itself, you hear absolutely everything from the bad language to players trying to motivate each other to the arguments to the referees, which made me laugh, because at one stage Lewis and Saar were told to pack it in by the ref because they kept arguing with each other. You know, you really see at the match as well just what a credit to the club Troy Deeney is in terms of his leadership in the match as well, which he's been getting a hard time over the last few weeks. So, you know, it was, you sort of realise just how important he is to the side, I think.
Absolutely, plenty of criticism for Watford over the last few weeks. 3 points, though, it's worth keeping in mind that Watford had to go a goal down after some awful defending. I was there when Shane Long scored the fastest Premier League goal in history against Watford when he was playing for Southampton last season. Yesterday, a similarly quick goal, a fourth-minute opener by Buendia for Norwich. Their problems at the back still. The Chelsea game, 3 goals, Olivier Giroud, Willian and Ross Barkley. Do Watford have problems at the back, Lee?
Well, I mean, it's where we are this season. If you see how, it's no good some people saying since we've come back, oh, there's problems, you know, we've got problems at the battle, problems here, problems, you know, sort of underlying, there's been a few issues throughout the season. I know some people are saying, and I think if we had someone message in saying that the only reason Watford start was because there's three teams that are the worst. Well, if you looked where we was, you know, around Christmas time, we was well and truly in the mix there. So at least we've got a head above water. Craig Dawson, start of the season, made a couple of mistakes. A lot of people were questioning him, but I think he's been fantastic, especially since we've come back. You know, he shows, I think, you know, good leadership. Obviously, his goals has helped, and you can see he's, you know, he's 100%er. You know, conceding three goals against Chelsea, I don't think is, you know, they're looking at Champions League, so that's no disgrace. Yesterday was just such an important game. It was a big game to win, but against Norwich, but also it was a must-not-lose game. And that's what I've been saying since we've come back. A lot of these games, people say, we've got to win, got to win. Yes, we have, but if not, it's kind of a not-lose game. You know, a lot of people saying about the Southampton game, but yet again, you look at the quality that they've got through their side, and I do feel that playing behind closed doors as we are now, I think some players rely or need that crowd to kind of lift their game, to get behind them. I think some players react to that more than others, and some players have just got sheer quality. If you look at some of the City, some of the Liverpool players, you know, the quality, they can ping that around. They can do that on the training ground. So taking that from the training ground kind of to a real live match is not as much of a bigger difference as maybe someone that needs the crowd behind them. And I think that has also been a difference. Watford tight, we've got a tight little ground there, 20,000 people screaming their head off, or, you know, 17, 18,000 home fans screaming their head off. It's clear it's made a big difference for us this season. So these are different times. And I think if we can just get through it, scrape through it as best we can, I think another point or two, you know, should see us through. I can't see Bournemouth and Villa winning two games, plus getting a better goal difference if we can get to, you know, another couple of points at the moment.
So you mentioned that Watford fan, Josh Collins, a Watford fan, said the only reason Watford will stay in the Premier League is because there are three worst teams. To improve the squad needs to change in the transfer market. Lee also mentioned Craig Dawson there. I know, Ryan, you were very impressed with Craig Dawson against Norwich. Tell us about how you thought he performed.
Yeah, I thought he was... At the match, I know you see it differently on TV. I think Danny Welbeck's goal sort of made everyone think he was the man of the match, and he was the match winner, which I guess is probably why he was given that. But I think, you know, Dawson's performance yesterday was very underrated. And Lee, you mentioned you've been impressed with him since he's come back. I know he had that poor mistake against Chelsea where he dived in a little bit early for Giroud's goal, but, you know, that can be forgiven against Chelsea. But I thought he had a very good game against Leicester and then yesterday as well. I've been a little bit interested into why Cathcart's not been playing over Craig Dawson. I think that's been an interesting decision by Pearson. But I think yesterday Dawson has a lot of leadership, and it's his communication with Deeney which is very interesting during the match. And I thought Dawson made some very good blocks which kept us in the game yesterday. And also Cabaselli seems to be more of a player next to him as well. I think centre-halves are always better when you don't necessarily notice them in matches. That's probably shown that they've had a good game. And Cabaselli didn't really put a foot wrong yesterday either as well. I know he conceded early, but other than that, we were sort of comfortable, made a few errors at the back. I know Femenia had the ball nicked off him in the first half, which looks a little bit dangerous. But I think the reason why Dawson's playing at the moment, and I think it's actually a very good decision by Pearson, is because Dawson's been there before in a relegation battle. And I think Pearson's putting a bit of trust into him, and actually Dawson's stepping up and, you know, actually two very crucial goals he scored that could keep us in the Premier League.
Well, this could well be a great escape from Nigel Pearson and Craig Shakespeare. Are things on the up for Watford, Lee?
Are things on the up? Well, from the point of view, we've just got 3 points against Norwich. I know a lot of people have said to me, yeah, but Norwich weren't very good. Well, Norwich are where they are, obviously, bottom of the league. I think if they lose West Ham, then they're relegated. But in response to the people saying that we only beat Norwich, you can only beat what's in front of you. You know, against Leicester, we got a point that, you know, it's a good point against Leicester where they are. Things are on the up. From that result, yes. But as long as we can try and take that, the result and the key performances from key players, and take that into the Newcastle game, you know, yeah, I mean, it is, we are where we are. So at the moment, to say things are on the up, of course, we're on the positive because we've just got 3 points. We're 4 points clear of relegation. I think, you know, a lot of people were saying, let's not start the season again because we're above the relegation. Let's scrap the rest of the season, start again next year for the Premier League, which would have, you know, secured our place in there. So a lot of people were saying that. So to finish fourth from bottom, I think, or fifth from bottom even, wherever we are, it's such a tough division. It's such a tough division. Even if you look at the likes of Bournemouth, Villa, and to a certain degree Norwich, some they've got some quality players in there. So that shows the strength in depth that you need in squads in this division to secure year in, year out, which is what we've been doing up till now. And hopefully, you know, can do that for the rest of this season.
Well, it would be an achievement to survive off their own backs, Watford. As you said, they could well have argued to have not continued with the rest of the season, having been mathematically safe if they avoided the season before things got back to normal. But look, Watford, it was their first win since September. Danny Welbeck scored his second Watford goal, his first since the goal against Swansea in the League Cup in September. So things are looking good. 12:30 on Saturday, it's Newcastle at Vicarage Road. Free to watch on Amazon Prime. Like Lee just said, there are several teams in the Premier League that have come back stronger because of the quality they have. And Watford, whether they've got that quality, it's arguable. But Newcastle certainly do. From Dwight Gayle to Almiron and Longstaff, all around the pitch, they've got goal scorers. What are your thoughts going into that game, Ryan?
It's going to be challenging, I think. But Watford have 3 points behind them now. Maybe that could spark them into life to maybe... I agree with what you said earlier, Lee, that I think a point at this stage would be a very good result from that match, because it then puts pressure on Aston Villa and Bournemouth to have to win an extra game to Watford, which I think is crucial at this stage. We don't know how results are going to go on Thursday yet with Aston Villa and Bournemouth matches. You'd expect them both to lose, touch wood, but obviously things don't often go Watford's way. So I think a point out of that game would be enough to hopefully help the Hornets out, but I think it's one we're going to have to go for. It's the final home game of the season where realistically we want to try and get 3 points from, with Man City also to play, but then Southampton got a result, so it's going to be tricky. They've got some good players. St. Maximam has come into good form as well, which is a worrying time for Adam Messina and Kiko Femenia. He's a very good player, and he's one that Watford were tracking at the start of the season. So, but you know, Watford have got quality, and they've shown on their day at home that they can win. And Watford are actually, over the course of the season, very good at home. So let's hope we can use that to our advantage. One thing I did notice yesterday was the bench was very up for the match as well, the Watford bench, which showed that there's still a bit of team morale there. So, and Lee, you mentioned that some players need to feed off the crowd, and I noticed it a lot with Deeney. Every time he did something good or he made the odd mistake, they were really trying to return the favour of the confidence he gives them to Troy. So hopefully if the team sticks together and they have a good week of training and good preparation, I think we could get the win. The worrying thing is Newcastle are in good form, but then you look at the game with West Ham, and West Ham should have arguably beaten them. So it's going to be an interesting game, but you know, that's positive energy inside the studio and on the phone. So I'm going to go for a risky prediction and say that Watford will win 3-1.
Okay, so every week we predict our scores for the upcoming game. Yeah, I'd like to go with the Watford win. I'm going to say 2-1 Watford. Lee, what's your score prediction for the Newcastle game?
Score prediction, I think we need to keep John Joe Shelvey quiet. I think he's come back and playing with a bit of freedom, as a lot of the Newcastle teams seem to. They seem to have had some pressure lifted off them, and they're playing some decent football. They do create chances, which we've seen again since we've come back, with this certain sort of sense of freedom that they have. I think it's a must-not-lose game as much as a must-win game. So I am probably going with Watford 2-1 or 2-all, possibly. I think there'll be goals. I think there'll be goals, because Newcastle will be coming and thinking, well, let's just have a go. We've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And with that comes some chances, I should imagine. So, yeah, 2-1 or 2-all.
Lee, do you think a point will be enough at the Newcastle game?
I'm thinking, because we've got 4 points clear, obviously get one, we get another point, 5 points, that then really realistically means the teams below us, they've got to get either two wins or you know, a win and two draws at this stage of the season with the games they got left, it's difficult. A point could, we've got a slightly better goal difference as well, a point could see us over the line by the end of the season. But again, key game against West Ham. Key game against West Ham. Bournemouth, some of Bournemouth's games they've got left. They've got a big crunch game against Southampton, I think second from last game. Southampton would love nothing better, I should imagine, it being a local derby to be the people that sealed the fate of Bournemouth going down. So none of their games are a given. I think they've got Everton last game of the season, West Ham having Villa last game of the season.
OK, so let's go on to our more local sides. We touched on squad depth there when we were talking about Watford and the Newcastle game. The National League playoffs are going ahead. The rules are as follows. 5 subs can be used out of the 6 named on the bench. Games will have no extra time. It'll be straight to penalties if scores are level. There'll be a 1-minute drinks break in each half, and cooling breaks of 3 minutes may be used depending on temperature and humidity. And the Vanarama eliminators are Bournemouth versus Halifax, July the 17th at 7 p.m. and Yeovil versus Barnet on July the 18th at 3 p.m. So, two of our local sides that could go up into the Football League will stand into the National League. We say things are on the up for what? They're certainly on the up for our local sides.
Yeah, I mean, it's been when the season sort of restarted again, some people were saying you should scrap the seasons and leave them where they are and start again next year. My take was kind of what's happened with League One, League Two, and as you go further down the tiers, things were where they are because of how well they hadn't done this season. It represented them. So I think it was right to finish the seasons, but then still have your playoffs, still have your promotions and your relegations. I know a lot of teams that are relegated wouldn't agree with me, but I kind of think that's where it was. And it was great for all our local sides that have done so well this season. It would have been a shame for them not to get anything out of it. It'd be great to see all our local clubs get promoted and start the season, you know, in their new respective leagues. You know, great for Wealdstone, Barnet and Boreham Wood. Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, and Ryan, your view on the local sides at the moment, the playoffs, the dates have been announced?
Yeah, I agree. I know we spoke about it on the last one and said that it was still unknown, really, what was happening. It's great they've got the dates put together now. Unfortunately, only one out of Boreham Wood or Barnet could go up, so that's a shame. So I know they're local rivals as well, so how good would the final be at Wembley? That'd be interesting for us to cover as well, I think. So it's interesting. I mean, what a great chance to build a future for yourself and as a club. I'm sure that, you know, Barnett's manager's drilling that into his side, and so is Luke Garrard. Yeah, I mean, I watched Bournemouth a couple of years ago, went to a few of their matches when they were doing well into their playoff semi-final just before they got to Wembley. So it'd be nice, they've had the experience before, so maybe that might help carry them over the line. I mean, well, for Bournemouth or Barnett to get back into the Football League in terms of this crisis that's going on, I think that would be a great achievement from both.
Well, I know the FA Trophy and FA Vars will take place at Wembley, the final, so let's hope that game will too. So that's about it from the Sports Vibe podcast. Let's just go back there, and if Barnet do beat Yeovil, then they'll play Notts County at Meadow Lane, and if Boreham Wood beat Halifax, then they will play Harrogate Town away from home. So that's it from us. Lee, thank you very much for joining.
Thank you very much, Noah and Ryan. Stay safe, take care, and hopefully chat to you again soon.
Brilliant, and thank you, Ryan, as always.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to it each week. So, yeah, see you next time.
Okay, see you next time. Thank you very much. And if you want to get your opinions in, then please do send them into vibe1076.co.uk.